And now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, a fun, informative green talk radio show featuring guests from all over the country talking about how living green can be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website at www.MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com for more information about her guests.
Hello, Tucson. Hello, world. Happy Saturday. Hello, Oprah. If you're in town, I'm here after the show. We can meet for coffee. This is News Talk 790 KNST. I know she's looking for a replacement, and Andy starts laughing. Mrs. Green, all green talk radio show where we prove that living is fun in green living if you're in bright green and interesting and on purpose. And today we're going to talk about how green is your plumber. And John Smith from the Arizona Green Plumbers is in Tucson in the studio with his mom and his wife. And I love it. You know, this is fun family. Love having my granddaughter on. And after I spoke with John on the phone a couple of weeks ago, I got off and I said to myself, he sounds like the Mrs. Green of plumbers. He's so excited about making a difference. He's fresh back from Sacramento, where he became a nationally certified trainer for green plumbing. So we will have John on for the rest of the show, but we have to do all this news update. So say hi, John, so they know you're here.
Hello.
There he is. There's his big hello. Okay. Sponsors. Oh, shocking. Chapman. And I cannot wait for everybody in Tucson to see my car. It's wrapped. Thank you, Signage. You did an awesome job. We are going to do some fun things about the Mrs. Greenmobile on Twitter. So if you're not following me on Twitter, you should be, because there'll be a reason why. And always honk if you see my Chapman Honda Insight traveling around the town. You cannot miss the car, and I love it. And I think I said last week, so far I've put 9 gallons of gas into this hybrid. I am serious. I think it barely uses any gas, because I am not kidding. It's like, oh my gosh, it still doesn't need gas. Quick announcement about January 30th. Mrs. Green is going on the road to Silver Bell by Doucette, an all-green community out at Silver Bell, and it's Goret, G-O-R-E-T, and it's turning into a mini green fair. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, because anything I do is a lot of fun. I just have fun. So we will have an event out there. There will be really fun prizes. There'll be a tour of the facilities. These homes are affordable and green. You can get directions from my website, Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. We have a caller on the line. And this is my buddy, Colleen Crowninshield. She's always up to something, and she keeps me on the cutting edge of alt fuel. And now this is the ultimate alt fuel. Tyson and his girlfriend, Chloe, are drivers going from coast to coast. Let him tell the story. And let's put him on the line and why Colleen Crowninshield from Clean Cities is so excited about him. Tyson, are you there?
I am. Hi, Gina. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for calling in. Tell everybody what you're up to. It's blowing me away.
Thank you for having me. This is great. I am my girlfriend and I are traveling through every state, province, and territory, raising awareness on global environmental sustainability, really.
Okay.
And so we're visiting schools all across the nation, and at the same time, we're breaking the Guinness World Record for distance on alternative fuel.
I love that. Okay, so what kind of fuel are you using?
Primarily waste vegetable oil.
Okay, so tell us how that works. And everybody's looking around. It's like, yes, so you're using vegetable oil to fuel your vehicle. And where did you start, Tyson?
So, well, we started October 1st of 2008, actually a long time ago.
Oh, my goodness.
In Victoria, British Columbia. And we basically traveled through all of Canada, the Alaska, Northwest Territories, and the Yukon. And after 22,000 kilometers of driving, almost 14,000 miles, we broke down in South Carolina on the East Coast. So after a long, extended breakdown, we ended up having to restart the project and restart from mile zero, because I guess the kilometers weren't weren't valid because we...
Are you kidding me right now?
So, long.
So like the 14,000 miles you did does not go towards your Guinness Book of World Records?
Yeah, two-thirds of the way there. It is, the record that we have to break is
That is a bad day. Oh, my God. That would not make me happy. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? So tell me, I want to know.
That was pretty disappointing. But right now, actually, we're tomorrow we'll be back on track where we were when we first started on our first attempt. So this is our second attempt. I'm actually at 21,500 kilometers, almost 14,000 miles.
Tyson, you have got to do it, no matter what. Okay, you don't want to steal a car or anything, but do you have a dog with you?
A dog? I don't. I'm actually in WikiUp, and funny story how I
WikiUp
talking on the phone in the middle of the desert because I thought WikiUp would have cell phone reception, and it doesn't.
Oh,
and I 5 minutes to having to actually call you. I had to go into the town of WikiUp and knock on doors, and I'm actually talking on the phone of a...
Okay, I'm going to bite. I'm going to bite.
State Trooper's wife.
I've heard of WikiUp, but where is it? I think I've been there, but I forgot.
It's on the highway towards Vegas, I think. Is it Highway 93
oh,
north?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. With that great scenic highway where there's nothing, not even a tree. Love it. It's like the flatlands. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I'm
there's
still...
a couple cactuses, and that's it. But it's incredible. Like, the novelty actually hasn't worn off. I'm from Canada, so seeing cactuses on the side of the road is pretty phenomenal.
I get it. Now, what about you've got to have a blog or a website or something that listeners can go to so we can follow you. I'm going to.
We do. We have a YouTube channel, a website. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook.
What's your Twitter?
You can
I
find
love Twitter.
All that on our main page, our website, which is driven2sustain.com or .ca.
No, I have to ask you this before we run out of time. Do you go to a town, maybe like not WikiUp, I'm not sure. I think that doesn't have probably a high population. And do you say, can you go to a restaurant and say, would you please give me some of your vegetable oil for my car?
That's basically how it works, yeah. In Canada, we were sponsored by a franchise called New York Fries, and they powered us through the entire first attempt.
Okay.
And but in the States, we're just going to restaurants. We have Taco Time, which is helping us out, but they're only in the Northwest.
Wait, say that again. What is it?
Taco Time.
Taco?
Taco Time. It's like a Taco Bell, but
a fast food restaurant. Okay, they have lots of vegetable
oil. Only in the Northwest states. But anyways, for the most part in the States, we're actually getting it from independents that are already doing this. This is actually pretty common fuel. There's I guess the estimate that I heard is 20,000 people are burning straight vegetable oil in North America. And we're just getting it from them. They post on forums and they post on different websites that they have extra oil. And we come knocking on their door.
So how did Colleen find out about you? You know, she is really a good friend. She's on the show a lot. How did she find you? And
she's actually listening right now. I'm pretty nervous because she speaks so highly of me. She actually speaks more highly of me than I speak of myself, and I'm pretty vain. But
does she speak more highly of you than she does of me? That's all I want to know about. It's all about me. No, she was like so excited yesterday. We call it gushing, and she was gushing about this. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? We've got to get him on the show. So is it driver to sustain or drive to sustain?
Driven to sustain.
Oh, I made that. Yeah, I can't read my own writing. Driven to sustain. Okay.
Yeah.
And you and your girlfriend are still together? I said you and your girlfriend with that many road trip miles? That's good.
Sorry?
Chloe is still with you, right?
She's not right with me right now. I'm actually driving to Las Vegas to pick her up. She's coming to Las Vegas tomorrow evening. Or sorry, this evening. I thought it was Friday, but
okay.
This evening I'm picking her up.
Well, just remember what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and don't forget about that. Don't put anything about that up on your blog. So, well, Colleen is a big supporter. I'm thrilled about that. Do you have any sponsors from here out to help you with your vegetable oil?
With vegetable oil, Colleen is doing her best to help us out.
She is.
EDG helped us out big time in Tucson, but we're certainly still looking for sponsors if they want to give us some waste vegetable oil or some biodiesel to burn in our vehicle. And, of course, if people want to donate, they can always do that on the website.
I know. I'm sure cash is good. Cash is always good, even if you're in WikiUp. So I think I want to tell listeners, a lot of people listening are driving, and you can find out anything you want to know by Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream.com. Just send your emails to us. We'll hook you up with Driven to Sustain. And you know what, Tyson? You're a better man, woman, person than I am. That is unbelievable, the statement you're making. And I wish you luck. I hope you get
so
some
much,
help
Gina.
From this call. And when you have Colleen on your side, you really, like, there's nowhere to go but up. She's so good. She is just an unbelievable human being.
I know. We're so excited to have her on the team.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, and be safe, okay? And I would love you to call again. And let us know what's happening, okay?
I will. We'll be in town next week on Thursday. We're going to visit a bunch of schools.
Oh, perfect. Okay, News Talk 790 KNST. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. How green is your plumbing? John Smith is going to tell you, so stay tuned. The Arizona Green Plumbers coming up next. This is News Talk 790 KNST. I am indeed Mrs. Green. We are having fun on and off the air. There's lots going on always. I have two really fast announcements before, John, it's all about you. The Rise Equipment Recycling Center event is happening next weekend. I've already heard from them, and people listening to the show last week have dropped stuff off. They've gone there to see it. If you want to know the details and get rid of your electronic waste without putting it in the landfills, how could anyone ever even think about doing that? Just email info@MrsGreenGoesMainstream, and we will tell you how. Or it's Rise Equipment Recycling Center. If you Google it, it comes up. And the other thing I want to talk about, and I keep forgetting, is that Bookman's is doing a reading challenge. I am a walking evangelist for Bookman's. Tell your school about it if they don't know. You get $15,000 in cash, the winning school. And I can't imagine that there's a school, especially a public school, in Arizona right now that couldn't use another $15,000. So Bookman's, once again, steps up to the plate and supports the community. And why would you buy a new book when you can go to Bookman's? I mean, I don't get that either. So it's reusing the part of reduce, reuse, recycling. Okay, we're going to hear all about the journey from Rooter 2000 to the Arizona Green Plumber. Plumbers. Yes, okay. So tell me about how that happened. And the first question I got to ask, John,
Absolutely.
On the air. Are you a wildcat or a sun devil?
Oh.
And that answer is really important.
I'm a wildcat.
Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. We can continue with the interview. We don't have to go find a new guest. Yes. Okay. So I was not joking when I said you sound as passionate as I do about what you're doing, which is, you said, the world's most precious resource. I'm fanatical about water because it's disappearing. So we're using it up. It's not disappearing. That's ridiculous to say. But we're really not being good stewards of the water world. Agreed?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, it's amazing the amount of water that we have, and it's amazing how little that we have to use.
1%?
It's less than 1%.
Is really something that you can go and drink.
And a portion of that's in the water cycle. I mean,
right.
There is actually a portion of that 1% that's in the everyday water cycle that it's really not for our use. I think it's anywhere from 25 to 30% of that 1%.
Now, when you say it's in the water cycle, what does that mean?
It's in the air. It's in the form of rain and evaporation. So really, the amount of water that we have available is very minimal.
You know, I gave your mom some facts that you can use, tips for the website, because I'm going to write my newsletter about it. And I did not know that only 1% of the world's water was really usable.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, we have a majority of it that is in the sea, which is salt.
Right.
We have some of it that is frozen.
2% is frozen. I never know these statistics after it one day, but I just read it this morning because you were coming on the show. 97% is salt.
Yes.
So it's like there's just it blew me away. But you took it to another level. You can't just call a plumber and expect that plumber to be green. So what happened to you?
Well,
what made you decide I'm going to be a green plumber and call us the Arizona Green Plumbers?
Okay. Well, I did take a journey, and it's kind of a funny journey in my eyes. How I received an email that said, become a green plumber, become a certified licensed green plumber. And then I noticed where it was at, and it was in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, no problem.
No problem.
I'm going.
I'm there. I signed up.
How could you not?
I heard I'm going to spend a week on the Vegas Strip, and then I'm going to be a green plumber.
That's right.
That was where I was going with it.
The truth shall set us free.
Now is out. The truth. Okay. And that is kind of how it started with me.
Oh my gosh.
I thought, okay, I'll take a little bit of a class. I'll be out of there by noon, and I'll be on the Strip by 2, et cetera.
Right.
Well, what happened?
I really get that, John. Well, I love Vegas. Okay, so go ahead.
Town was made for me.
Right.
So we arrived and I checked in and got my agenda and I noticed the start time was 7 a.m. And I'm like,
I don't have to go to bed.
Okay, well, I can make that. You know, fair enough. Okay, so maybe they're going to let out early.
Right.
So I showed up the first day and they had a sign in. So number one, we had to prove that we were there.
They're keeping score.
They're keeping score from the second
I walked in.
And then it got serious. And then they started handing out material, pre-test, educational material constantly. And then, by the way, there's going to be an assessment at the end that you must hand personally to somebody to prove that you were here at the end of the test.
And what's really good is that it was not a rubber stamp.
That is correct.
To become a licensed green plumber.
That is correct.
Okay, so how much time did you take off? Now, go ahead. Keep
well,
going.
Well, it takes 32 credit hours.
Oh,
to become a green plumber.
Okay.
And you have to, each individual class, you have to finish an assessment and you have to pass that assessment. It is becoming now to where you actually have to go to third-party testing to become a green plumber, which is fantastic.
It really is. It prevents greenwashing.
Absolutely.
Somebody just saying green plumber. Now you have to say, I'm a licensed green plumber, and we know that it means something.
Just got done taking a 32-hour course again in Sacramento to be able to train green plumbers.
And I really want to talk.
It's fantastic.
I want to talk about that. You just got back yesterday,
yes,
right?
Yes, last night at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
That is a process to where I'm able to now go and hold classes in my community and take other plumbers who are just excited about water conservation as I am and get them certified to be green plumbers. So the classes that I took in Vegas for the week, I'm now able to offer to people in my community.
And that's really paying it forward.
Absolutely.
It's taking your competitors and letting them have the same seal of approval.
Yeah.
I, of course, believe that comes back 100-fold. If you're identifying yourself in the market as a leader, they're going to call you anyway, but spreading the word is just good for the planet. And that's just good.
Plumbing has done some wonderful things for me and my family.
you have to articulate that.
You know,
I love that.
It just has. It has done.
Elaborate. Go ahead.
And it's just time, like you said, to give back to the trade. You know, you see younger guys coming in who understand what green means. One story I tell is about a guy who works for me is Adrian. And Adrian has worked for me for 10 years. And I started bringing all the green products, and he was like, what is that?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? I said, well, we're going to start saving water. I said, we need to get excited about it. And at first he was like, okay, well, I can see the importance, but how's that going to work for me? So I brought you today a fill valve.
I have a prize. I wish we had TV. I mean, it'll be up on my website, but I got a beautiful basket with a green ribbon and all kinds of goodies and chocolate, which I had to. So tell me what that valve is. So
that valve basically is designed to make sure that you're not losing water by overfilling your bowl.
Okay.
Now, okay. With the bowl, I mean the part where you sit on.
Right.
Okay. What happens is water, your tank fills up. And
right.
Inside back of your tank, you have an overflow valve that fills up the water spot in your
bowl. Right.
Well, if you've already reached the amount of water you need in your bowl, but your tank is not filled, that water continues just to waste down the drain. So it just flushes on down. This valve basically eliminates that. And it basically, if it's a 1.6 gallon toilet, it stops right at 1.6 gallons.
And do most people have a 1.6 gallon toilet?
You know, it's funny. There was a 3-point gallon, 3.5, and then there was a conversion to 1.6. Believe it or not, there's only been about a 50% conversion. So half of them are still out there. Now, the 1.6, when they did the conversion and the other higher volume toilets, when they went to the conversion, they didn't have their stuff together, so to speak. And they didn't.
I know.
They didn't. And so now there's a stigma.
People got turned off.
Turned off by low flush toilets. Okay, so it's hard to sell one, and unless you're in on the bandwagon, because even now, I'd like to install a slow flush toilet, and you're not gonna put that. I just got used to the last mess.
We really have to talk about that when you come back. Low flush toilets. Who would not want to know about that? We have John Smith, Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790. Stay tuned. Lots more fun, helpful stuff, how you can save money. We will be right back. The Arizona Green Plumbers.
KNST.
Okay, I have not started singing, but that song makes me want to sing. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. I am the voice of Green, and we want to hear your voice. And I want to do the trivia question, John. We have John Smith from the Arizona Green Plumbers telling us he's got so many stories that I'm going to ask Andy if he can just let us go another hour and we won't tell anybody.
Sure.
Sure, no problem. So I want to do a trivia question, and if you get it right, he is going to donate the prize. Tell the prize.
It's a Grundfield comfort system. And what it's designed for is to deliver hot water to your shower when it's time to take a shower. So
it matters so much, John.
Absolutely. So if you think about it, how many of you go turn on your shower, brush your teeth, go get a cup of coffee while you're waiting for your shower to heat up, and then when it comes back, you jump in.
Right.
So there's water that's going down the drain wasted all that time. So
gallons and gallons and gallons. So here's the questions, you guys. A lot of you are on the computer. It's an easy answer. And if you get one of them right, it's great. What are the largest indoor uses of water domestically? What are the largest indoor uses of water domestically? John, don't say the answer. 880.
My indoor hot tub?
That would be close.
Oh, that is disgusting if you have an indoor hot tub.
Yeah,
that
you
is
didn't
a
know
waste
about that?
Of water. No.
In
because
my palatial estate? Every morning I have those Bonanno monkeys bring me buckets of hot water. This would be great for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
That is like quite a visual, Andy. Thank
sorry.
You so much. Too bad we're not on TV. Okay. So if you know the answer, it's 880-5678. It's the 520 area code, 880-5678-880-KNST. So I hope somebody out there is going to at least venture a guess. Okay, so to finish the Adrian story and then tell us about, I want to talk about rain barrels and shower heads.
Okay. Adrian, like I said, is my longest term technician. And I gave them product to install in the water closet in our office. It took him about 15 minutes to do it for the very first time. He read the instructions, got through it, came to me and said, "Hey, this is really neat. This is pretty cool. This will actually work."
It's the evolution
it
that
was,
you
it was
wake
that
up.
Simple.
I love it. I love it.
One, get a product that you know works. Number two, stand by it. Okay. So now Adrian has a case of these on his truck, and he sells them every opportunity he can. Before he leaves anywhere, he says, "Let me share one more product with you, which is a water saving device." And it was simple as that to convert a plumber. And
I think people want to know. I think mainstream people want to know. Okay, so I have to tell you, we have the lines are lit up, and people are answering about what is the number one and two. It doesn't even matter of the things that you use most. So let's put Debbie answered brushing teeth, and Deb, that is the wrong answer. So I'm sorry, and thank you for calling in. And Carol, it's not the dishwasher, and I'm sorry. So thank you for calling in. Now, let's see who's next. I think Anita. Let's put Anita on. Okay, Anita, this is Mrs. Green.
Hi.
What's
I
your answer?
I say the shower.
Okay, you bingo. Yes, we're really happy. It's like I'm brushing teeth cumulative is a lot, but you are the winner. And it's Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream that will keep your information. Andy will get it off air. It's showering. I'm trying to look at my notes, and it's making me distracted. Okay. Uh-huh. It's, what did I say? Where I put showering and bathing. And there's a lot of good information about the difference. You really do want to take a shower. So, John, congratulations, Anita. John is happy. So we'll take your information.
That we'll install that, too.
Anita.
That's part of the package.
That's a good prize. Thank you for listening to our show, and please stay on the air so that Andy can get your contact information so we can follow up with you. And the lines are still lit up, so we have the answer, and the answer is showering and bathing. Okay, so, John, you have Adrian on board.
I have Adrian on board.
Tell the rain barrel story if you're finished with Adrian.
It's
one more evangelist that's out there doing it for the right reason, not just to sell another product.
No, it's not just to sell another product. And the products that we're going to talk about today that I'll bring up are products that anybody at any level could put in their house to go green.
And make it affordable.
Affordable.
And save water.
We're going to talk about affordable. It's funny, you talk about affordability and whether anybody can do this. Everybody can do this. It's all about changing habits. If you change a habit, going green is free.
Yes, okay? That's right.
If you take a 20-minute shower and you knock it down to 15, you just went green. If you take a 10-minute shower and you knock it down to 5, you just went green.
If you turn the water off when you're brushing your teeth,
you just
that's
went
a
green.
Big one.
Absolutely.
Right.
We're well, let's talk about the rain barrel story because it's kind of funny.
I do. I want to hear that. I love the
I announced to
stories.
My wife and my family that I was going to sell rain barrels in Arizona. Now, I'm not in the big rain barrel program just because I don't see it feasible for a homeowner in a subdivision to set up a big 300 to 1,000-gallon rain barrel.
I agree with you.
So I decided I was going to sell 65-gallon rain barrels.
Okay.
Okay. By selling 65-gallon rain barrels, no, you're not going to be able to live on it, filter it out for your own water use, but you will be able to use it for your landscape. Look, I think I counted that we have roughly 30 plants in our yard that's potted, whether in our house, whether in our front yard. We collect rain barrel at our house just for those pots. It's a start.
Right. Now, I want to ask you a technical question.
Sure.
So you have this rain barrel. Did you do it because people started asking you about water harvesting, or was it because of you're on fire now about our world's most precious resource?
In Las Vegas, they started talking about rain barrels.
What happened in Vegas did not stay in Vegas in this case.
Absolutely. So I thought, wow, this could be something. So I did some research, and I found a manufacturer that was a USA manufacturer. And
yay, thank you for putting that in there.
Absolutely. And they were able to work with me and ship them here. And we don't make a ton of money, but our goal here is to become your everyday plumber. We're a full-service plumbing company. So we do everything. But our point is that once we help you with your green things, we want to be able to help manage it with you.
Okay, so you brought it home?
Well, I ordered a sample. And I said to my wife, I'm going to sell rain barrels in Arizona. What do you think her first response was?
Are you crazy? Have you come undone? What are you, nuts?
Sums it up. You know, I have a partner. His wife's name is Sharon. She looked at me like I was just out of my mind.
He's over the edge.
Over the edge.
We got to bring him
once
back.
Again. He's lost it. So back to the habit. Okay. So if you change your habits, you can go green. So I'm in Sacramento. Remember, my wife thinks I've lost it.
Right.
I've got my rain barrel in place. I get a text message. That's the new world, and it says
it's
raining here. And I said, oh, great. And it's raining. She goes, and I can't move the rain barrel. So my wife has now converted that quick. And we're talking, it was like 11 o'clock at night. She got up and went out and is pushing this
Tracy,
rain barrel.
Good for you.
So she converted.
She converted.
She's a believer.
She's now the converted. Now, I got to ask you this, because I really did think this through. And we had Brad Lancaster on as a guest, and he is really one of the preeminent water harvesting specialist in the world, and they fly in. The State Department flies him places, and that's what he does, is rainwater harvesting. Well, did you, like, if you came to my house, would you tell me where to put it?
Well, I would recommend a spot.
Okay.
Okay.
Would it have to be raining, or would you just look at the whole layout?
Well, the idea is to put it on the deck. Do you have gutters on your home?
Yes.
Okay. If you don't have gutters, do you have you can imagine a spot where a lot of the water from your roof, because that's where we want to collect it. That's the best surface area.
Right, right.
That it comes down all on one point. We don't have gutters on our home. We just have a spout that shoots it out a foot away, which is kind of nice because we just move our rain barrel right out into the landscape and it collects it there.
Okay, so then what happens with, like, the sitting water? Does it get, like, algae on it and mosquitoes and stuff? That's what I think about with sitting water.
You want to try to only collect what you can use.
Okay.
Because you don't want it to sit around. The big fear is mosquitoes.
It is for me. I'm from New Jersey.
Okay.
They carry suitcases there, those mosquitoes.
If you get a rain barrel, you want to make sure you get a rain barrel that is basically has a screen that separates the particulate from your roof.
Okay.
And keeps the kind of an air gap between the screen and the water, so the screen prevents mosquitoes from coming in. Because if you don't have a screen, you're going to have a mosquito problem.
Okay.
It's that simple.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I just thought of a funny thought, and this is just a total sidebar. I'll come right back.
Sure.
I was down at 4th Avenue yesterday, and I encourage you guys to go to this place called the Sea of Green. I love them. I love them. And I was thinking about this. They have a Venus flytrap and other carnivore plants. So you could probably just put your little, like, carnivore plant out on top of your rain barrel and eat all the bugs. Okay, back to you.
That'd be a pretty large.
You have to see this place, though. I mean, I love going down to Fourth Avenue. You're from Tucson.
Sure.
You can walk all around. You can park your car for free, walk all around, and the energy down there and the demographic of everybody from my age to college kids to it's very colorful and fun. So anyway, okay, so rain barrel, 65 gallons. How much does it cost?
$75.
Oh my gosh, it's so awesome. And you, I'm sure you don't save $175 in water bills, but you save water.
You got to start somewhere.
You got to start somewhere. The little habits. Okay. Habits now. Okay, now when we come back, we have to talk about shower heads.
Absolutely.
Mrs. Green goes
my favorite
mainstream. News Talk 790 KNST. John Smith, the Arizona Green Plumbers. Stay tuned and hear all about shower heads. Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream News Talk 790 KNST. And someday you'll be able to see on TV why I'm laughing, because Andy is a music guy. So he gives me the sign when I can start back, but he always has to hear that last note and it cracks me up. Is that not true?
Yeah, I like you to hit it.
You don't like it to be unfinished. And I love the bumper music that you pick for me. John, before we finish, and we could go another hour easily, talk about what you're doing in social media, like Facebook, Twitter. What are you doing and how you have to be? You are, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
We have a Facebook page.
Critical.
Anybody that becomes our fan on Facebook gets 20% discount on labor right off the bat.
Even Mrs. Green?
Especially Mrs. Green.
I am so ready to do this. And I'm like challenging myself.
All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, which is the Arizona Green Plumbers. Become a fan. If you go to our website, which is thearizonagreenplumbers.com, you could become a fan right there. There's a link. Follow us on Facebook.
Your website's really pretty. I go to a lot of websites because I do research all the time, and it's engaging. I like it. I don't know who's doing it, but it's really, it's like, I want to spend some time there. You're doing that, too?
We do everything in-house.
No wonder you can't have time to Twitter. Okay,
I'm going to try to Twitter. I think Tracy needs a Twitter.
I think Angie needs to Twitter.
Angie does need to Twitter.
I think Angie.
But she's going to go, oh, no.
I'm outing her.
Not another thing.
I know. I already take care of John.
Exactly.
Okay, so can you tell, you have to, so they'll get a 20% discount. Is everybody listening here in Tucson? It's like, and we are around the state. Somebody told me they heard me from Globe the other day, and people call from Sierra Vista. So if you go to his fan page, which is the Arizona Green Plumbers with an S,
correct,
you get a 20% discount on labor, which is huge. So talk about showerheads. You have to tell the family showerhead story.
Well, I'm going to talk about showerheads because it's a great place to start. Okay, we do work with the Ronald McDonald House. We walked through the Ronald McDonald House. They had 29 rooms with showers in them. They had a 2.5-gallon shower head in every shower when we measured it.
So what does that mean?
Okay, that's the gallons per minute that the water comes out.
So 2.5 per gallons per minute comes out of the shower head. Okay.
With little help from Benjamin Supply and Delta, we've managed to get a donation to replace those all down to 1.5 gallons. So if you think that that's 1 gallon a minute that somebody's in the shower, that the Ronald McDonald House is saving water now. If all 29 showers are going, which could happen at the Ronald McDonald House because they do sometimes have a full house, okay, that's 29 gallons a minute that they're saving.
I love it, and I love John. I'm saying that right in the air. His wife is sitting here because he gets it, and Ronald McDonald House, that's why Angel Charity was started, because Louise and Al Thomas lost a son, and they wanted to pay off the mortgage. So it's one of our near and dear charities in our family, and you're giving back to the community by volunteering your services.
Yes.
Shout out to you,
shout
John.
Out. Thank,
just take
thank
a
you.
Minute and just say, okay, no, you're uncomfortable that I'm praising you, but get over it.
Okay. One thing we will talk about showerheads, back to Vegas. You know, we went to Vegas and I pulled out of there and I thought, man, I wonder what that rain showerhead's doing at my house.
Okay.
So they have a device that controls flow. It's a real kind of caveman device, but basically you fill a bucket up, you time it, you fill a bucket up for 5 seconds, and you pour it into this bag that measures flow. It's real simple.
You
they have all
kidding.
Kinds of things.
I love it. Okay.
Okay, so I run home, and I do this test on my shower head, okay? And the test showed that I was using 5 gallons per minute. Now,
oh my gosh, wow.
But here's the other problem. I don't drink coffee, but I love my shower, okay? I love it. It's my coffee in the morning, okay? So I take a 20-minute shower.
Still?
We'll talk.
Okay.
All right. I take a 20-minute shower, and it just wakes me up. So if you think about that, I was using 100 gallons per shower.
It's just, okay? That's really awful. I mean, my wife, I know you weren't doing it on purpose, but
I was doing it on purpose.
But I mean, you weren't using 100 gallons. You don't know
It's just going down the drain. When you flush your toilet, you don't, that's the end of it. It's over.
Okay. That's right. It went away.
It went away. Well, I do have a service for that.
So, Andy said, hopefully.
So we were, my shower was costing us 100 gallons of water a day. Tracy's shower was costing us 100 gallons of water a day. Okay. Our kids love the shower. Same shower.
It's genetic, I think. That's what I'm hearing.
We were 400 gallons a day on a shower. Gosh. Think about that. And that I admit that. And I'm a green plumber.
Right.
So I thought, okay, we're gonna make a change. I'm gonna go get a low flow shower head. We're gonna do this right now. We're going green. Nobody has a choice in the house. Yeah, no, that was not a good decision. Okay. I went and I grabbed the first low flow shower head I could grab and I put it in the shower, and my son's turn was to go in the shower, and I said, how's it going in there, buddy? Well, not so great. And I go, well, why not? Now he's 5. And
right.
He said, well, this new plumbing thing you put in. I said, yeah? What's going on? He goes, well, I'm cold.
Okay.
Oh. I'm cold. And what you have to remember is I'm 6'4", right. My wife's 5'4", and my son
is 2'4".
Exactly. There is different levels of a shower.
Of the pressure. I didn't think of that.
You know, the water coverage. Right.
You were fine.
No. Okay. No, I was not fine. But okay. I was committed.
Right.
Which is
for the greater good.
Exactly. We took the shower head out, put the rain one back.
Okay.
So then in turn we started trying to find shower heads. Well, I now have a nice collection of, I think I'm up to 20 shower heads.
Oh my gosh.
Because we have to find one that fits everybody in the family. So
all shower heads are not created equal. I'm learning that now.
If you just go into a box store and say, I'm here to get a low flow shower head, not a smart decision. Okay. What you may want to do is you may want to have somebody come out and actually install one before you purchase it. I have a nice collection of 20 now.
Right. Like the Arizona Green Plumbers.
Especially them.
You're on the air.
Especially them.
Right.
Okay. And you want to experience the shower head. I don't care if you get in your suit and jump in. Okay, we just need you to feel what shower head you want. You need to be happy with what. If not, you're going to take it out and you're going to set it on the counter and put your old one back. That's simple.
Right.
So you need that experience. But that's a pretty inexpensive way. Now, you can pay a lot of money for some shower heads, anywhere from $5.99 up to hundreds of dollars. But somewhere there in the middle, there's a shower head for you.
And John, you are going to have to come back. My show is pretty booked up on a go forward basis, and I'm really sad. And I say this every week. I'm not really, really sad because Mrs. Green is all about being fun. So there's the disclaimer. But I really want to tell our listeners what it takes to be a certified plumber, a certified green plumber, that you got training. There's so much more that you have to offer. And everybody who's listening, if you want to know how to contact him, that is easily done through Mrs. Green, info@MrsGreenGoesMainstream, to connect you. And one of the things that I want to say is 1.5 billion people today, right now, as we speak, do not have access to clean water.
Correct.
So when you're doing that 20 gallons a second down the drain, let's think about the people there. We can't give them that water, but preserving it as one of our most precious resources is huge. And I really knew from the minute I talked to you that you had the fire in your belly, and now it's contagious to your family and it will be contagious to your customers. And we never talked about toilets. No. I love to talk about toilets. Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. Thanks for listening. Follow me on Twitter. You'll be glad you did. It's Mrs. Green Team. Have a wonderful green weekend. Green Times, thanks for all the support, and thanks all of you for calling in and listening, and we have a great prize winner. Great green weekend.